Welcome to the Simply Dominican Podcast, your gateway to the world of luxurious travel, insightful tips, captivating stories, and hidden gems in the Dominican Republic. Together, we're about to unlock a treasure trove of exclusive destinations, unforgettable journeys, and the best-kept secrets this stunning Caribbean paradise has to offer. From opulent escapes to the finest travel advice, we've got it all covered. So, settle in, get ready to explore, and let's embark on an enriching adventure like no other.
Discover how the Hollywood star embraced the vibrant culture, language, and cuisine of the Dominican Republic while filming Arthur the King. Key takeaway description: cultural immersion. Mark Wahlberg deeply immersed himself in Dominican culture, language, and cuisine while filming Arthur the King, showcasing the transformative power of embracing new experiences. Dominican expressions. Wahlberg impressed audiences by mastering Dominican expressions like wawawa and KLK, demonstrating his genuine appreciation for the local language and culture. Traditional cuisine. Despite dietary restrictions, Wahlberg eagerly sampled traditional Dominican dishes such as mangu, sancocho, and mamawana, highlighting his adventurous spirit and love for the country's culinary delights. Engaging with locals. Wahlberg's encounter with Carolina Mejia, the national district mayor, exemplified his interest in connecting with Dominican leaders and understanding the country's social fabric. Laid-back atmosphere. The actor appreciated the Dominican Republic's relaxed approach to enjoying alcoholic beverages in public spaces, emphasizing the country's laid-back atmosphere and zest for life. Purchasing a home. Wahlberg's decision to buy a home in the charming coastal town of Cabrera solidified his deep connection to the Dominican Republic and his desire to make it a part of his life beyond the silver screen. Arthur the King, the upcoming movie, set to premiere on March 15, follows Wahlberg's character as he races across the Dominican Republic and forms an unbreakable bond with a street dog named Arthur, showcasing the country's beauty and spirit. Ensemble cast. Arthur the King features a talented cast, including Simu Liu, Natalie Emmanuel, and Ali Suleiman, alongside Wahlberg, who portrays pro-adventure racer Michael Light. Inspiring others. Wahlberg's cultural odyssey in the Dominican Republic serves as an inspiration for others to explore and embrace the wonders that the country has to offer, from its vibrant cities to its stunning natural landscapes. In the realm of cultural immersion, few experiences rival the transformative journey of diving headfirst into the rich tapestry of the Dominican Republic. Mark Wahlberg, the celebrated Hollywood actor and avid cultural explorer, recently embarked on a cinematic adventure that led him to the heart of the Caribbean nation. While filming scenes for his upcoming movie, Arthur the King, under the direction of Simon Celan-Jones, Wahlberg found himself captivated by the Dominican Republic's enchanting expressions, mouthwatering cuisine, and warm hospitality. Asterisk. Elementor. Version 3.20.0. The 13th of March 2024. Elementor widget image. Text align. Center. Elementor widget image. A. Display. Inline block. Elementor widget image. A. IMG. SRC dollar equals. Dot SVG. Width. 48 px. Elementor widget image. IMG. Vertical align. Middle. Display. Inline block. From movie sets to making a home. Local newspapers buzzed with excitement as Mark Wahlberg spent several days exploring the vibrant cities of the Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo, Las Terrenas, Samana. Little did anyone know that his connection to the island would extend far beyond the silver screen. In a surprising turn of events, Wahlberg announced that he had fallen in love with the Dominican Republic and had acquired a home in the charming town of Cabrera. This heartfelt gesture solidified his newfound ties to the country and its people. Mastering the language of laughter. During a lively appearance on the popular television show Despierta America, Mark Wahlberg showcased his impressive grasp of Dominican expressions. Expression meaning wawawa, someone from the hood, KLK, Kelike, what's up? Wahlberg's linguistic prowess not only elicited laughter but also demonstrated his deep respect for the Dominican culture. A culinary journey of flavor. No cultural immersion is complete without indulging in the local culinary delights, and Mark Wahlberg was no exception. Despite adhering to a special diet and nursing a sprained ankle, the actor fearlessly embraced traditional Dominican dishes. Mangu. A beloved breakfast staple made from mashed plantain sancocho. A flavorful meat and vegetable stew mamawana. A spiced alcoholic beverage crafted by infusing rum, red wine, and honey with tree bark and herbs. Wahlberg savored every bite, showcasing his adventurous spirit. Engaging with the community, Wahlberg's immersion in Dominican society extended beyond the culinary realm. He had the privilege of meeting with Carolina Mejia, the esteemed National District Mayor and daughter of former President Hipólito Mejia. This encounter exemplified Wahlberg's genuine interest in connecting with the country's leaders and understanding the social fabric of the Dominican Republic. A snapshot of freedom. The streets of the colonial city bore witness to Mark Wahlberg's carefree exploration, as captured in snapshots and videos of the actor strolling around with a beer in hand. Unlike in the United States, the Dominican Republic embraces a more relaxed approach to enjoying alcoholic beverages in public spaces. This small but significant cultural difference added to Wahlberg's appreciation of the country's laid-back atmosphere and zest for life. Cabrera. Wahlberg's new Dominican sanctuary. While Mark Wahlberg's cultural journey in the Dominican Republic was initially tied to the filming of Arthur the King, his love for the country took a more permanent turn when he announced the purchase of a home in Cabrera. This charming coastal town, located on the north coast of the Dominican Republic, has become Wahlberg's new sanctuary. Cabrera is known for stunning beaches, lush landscapes, laid-back lifestyle. It's a place where locals and expats alike come to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse themselves in the natural beauty of the Dominican Republic. With its crystal-clear waters, pristine beaches, and vibrant community, it's no wonder that Wahlberg fell in love with this slice of paradise. By establishing roots in Cabrera, Mark Wahlberg has demonstrated his deep connection to the Dominican Republic and his desire to make it a part of his life beyond the silver screen. This move not only reflects his appreciation for the country's culture and people but also serves as an inspiration for others to explore and embrace the wonders that the Dominican Republic has to offer. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. Discover how the Hollywood star embraced the vibrant culture, language, and cuisine of the Dominican Republic while filming Arthur the King. Offer, from its vibrant cities to its stunning natural landscapes. In the realm of cultural immersion, few experiences rival the transformative journey of diving headfirst into the rich tapestry of the Dominican Republic. Mark Wahlberg, the celebrated Hollywood actor and avid cultural explorer, recently embarked on a cinematic adventure that led him to the heart of the Caribbean nation. While filming scenes for his upcoming movie, Arthur the King, under the direction of Simon Cellan Jones, Wahlberg found himself captivated by the Dominican Republic's enchanting expressions, mouthwatering cuisine, and warm hospitality. Asterisk. Elementor. Version 3.20.0 The 13th of March 2024. Elementor widget image. Text align. Center. Elementor widget image a. Display. Inline block. Elementor widget image a. IMG. SRC dollar equals. Dot SVG. Width. 48 px. Elementor widget image IMG. Vertical align. Middle. Display. Inline block. From movie sets to making a home. Local newspapers buzzed with excitement as Mark Wahlberg spent several days exploring the vibrant cities of the Dominican Republic.
Turn your travel dreams into a reality. Visit our website, simplydominican.com, your ultimate source for luxury villa rentals in the Dominican Republic. Indulge in the elegance of Casa de Campo, the serene ambience of Cap Cana, or the enchanting allure of Puerto Plata. Find your dream villa for a lavish escape. Immerse yourself in the lap of luxury and create memories that last a lifetime. Explore our collection of exquisite villas. Plan your next getaway today at simplydominican.com.
Santo Domingo Las Terrenas Samana. Little did anyone know that his connection to the island would extend far beyond the silver screen. In a surprising turn of events, Wahlberg announced that he had fallen in love with the Dominican Republic and had acquired a home in the charming town of Cabrera. This heartfelt gesture solidified his newfound ties to the country and its people. Mastering the language of laughter. During a lively appearance on the popular television show Despierta America, Mark Wahlberg showcased his impressive grasp of Dominican expressions. Expression meaning wawa with someone from the hood KLK, Kelike, what's up? Wahlberg's linguistic prowess not only elicited laughter but also demonstrated his deep respect for the Dominican culture. A culinary journey of flavor. No cultural immersion is complete without indulging in the local culinary delights, and Mark Wahlberg was no exception. Despite adhering to a special diet and nursing a sprained ankle, the actor fearlessly embraced traditional Dominican dishes. Mangu, a beloved breakfast staple made from mashed plantain sancocho, a flavorful meat and vegetable stew mamawana, a spiced alcoholic beverage crafted by infusing rum, red wine, and honey with tree bark and herbs. Wahlberg savored every bite, showcasing his adventurous spirit. Engaging with the community, Wahlberg's immersion in Dominican society extended beyond the culinary realm. He had the privilege of meeting with Carolina Mejia, the esteemed National District Mayor and daughter of former President Hipólito Mejia. This encounter exemplified Wahlberg's genuine interest in connecting with the country's leaders and understanding the social fabric of the Dominican Republic. A snapshot of freedom. The streets of the colonial city bore witness to Mark Wahlberg's carefree exploration, as captured in snapshots and videos of the actor strolling around with a beer in hand. Unlike in the United States, the Dominican Republic embraces a more relaxed approach to enjoying alcoholic beverages in public spaces. This small but significant cultural difference added to Wahlberg's appreciation of the country's laid-back atmosphere and zest for life. Cabrera, Wahlberg's new Dominican sanctuary. While Mark Wahlberg's cultural journey in the Dominican Republic was initially tied to the filming of Arthur the King, his love for the country took a more permanent turn when he announced the purchase of a home in Cabrera. This charming coastal town, located on the north coast of the Dominican Republic, has become Wahlberg's new sanctuary. Cabrera is known for stunning beaches, lush landscapes, laid-back lifestyle. It's a place where locals and expats alike come to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse themselves in the natural beauty of the Dominican Republic. With its crystal-clear waters, pristine beaches, and vibrant community, it's no wonder that Wahlberg fell in love with this slice of paradise. By establishing roots in Cabrera, Mark Wahlberg has demonstrated his deep connection to the Dominican Republic and his desire to make it a part of his life beyond the silver screen. This move not only reflects his appreciation for the country's culture and people but also serves as an inspiration for others to explore and embrace the wonders that the Dominican Republic has to offer. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. Discover how the Hollywood star embraced the vibrant culture, language, and cuisine of the Dominican Republic while filming Arthur the King. Offer, from its vibrant cities to its stunning natural landscapes. In the realm of cultural immersion, few experiences rival the transformative journey of diving headfirst into the rich tapestry of the Dominican Republic. Mark Wahlberg, the celebrated Hollywood actor and avid cultural explorer, recently embarked on a cinematic adventure that led him to the heart of the Caribbean nation. While filming scenes for his upcoming movie, Arthur the King, under the direction of Simon Cellan Jones, Wahlberg found himself captivated by the Dominican Republic's enchanting expressions, mouthwatering cuisine, and warm hospitality. From movie sets to making a home, local newspapers buzzed with excitement as Mark Wahlberg spent several days exploring the vibrant cities of the Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo, Las Terrenas, Samana. Little did anyone know that his connection to the island would extend far beyond the silver screen. In a surprising turn of events, Wahlberg announced that he had fallen in love with the Dominican Republic and had acquired a home in the charming town of Cabrera. This heartfelt gesture solidified his newfound ties to the country and its people. Mastering the language of laughter. During a lively appearance on the popular television show Despierta America, Mark Wahlberg showcased his impressive grasp of Dominican expressions. Expression meaning wawa with someone from the hood KLK, Kelike, what's up? Wahlberg's linguistic prowess not only elicited laughter but also demonstrated his deep respect for the Dominican culture. A culinary journey of flavor. No cultural immersion is complete without indulging in the local culinary delights, and Mark Wahlberg was no exception. Despite adhering to a special diet and nursing a sprained ankle, the actor fearlessly embraced traditional Dominican dishes. Mangu, A beloved breakfast staple made from mashed plantain sancocho. A flavorful meat and vegetable stew mamawana. A spiced alcoholic beverage crafted by infusing rum, red wine, and honey with tree bark and herbs. Wahlberg savored every bite, showcasing his adventurous spirit. Engaging with the community, Wahlberg's immersion in Dominican society extended beyond the culinary realm. He had the privilege of meeting with Carolina Mejia, the esteemed National District Mayor and daughter of former President Hipólito Mejia. This encounter exemplified Wahlberg's genuine interest in connecting with the country's leaders and understanding the social fabric of the Dominican Republic. A snapshot of freedom. The streets of the colonial city bore witness to Mark Wahlberg's carefree exploration, as captured in snapshots and videos of the actor strolling around with a beer in hand. Unlike in the United States, the Dominican Republic embraces a more relaxed approach to enjoying alcoholic beverages in public spaces. This small but significant cultural difference added to Wahlberg's appreciation of the country's laid-back atmosphere and zest for life. Cabrera. Wahlberg's new Dominican sanctuary. While Mark Wahlberg's cultural journey in the Dominican Republic was initially tied to the filming of Arthur the King, his love for the country took a more permanent turn when he announced the purchase of a home in Cabrera. This charming coastal town, located on the north coast of the Dominican Republic, has become Wahlberg's new sanctuary. Cabrera is known for stunning beaches, lush landscapes, laid-back lifestyle. It's a place where locals and expats alike come to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse themselves in the natural beauty of the Dominican Republic. With its crystal-clear waters, pristine beaches, and vibrant community, it's no wonder that Wahlberg fell in love with this slice of paradise. By establishing roots in Cabrera, Mark Wahlberg has demonstrated his deep connection to the Dominican Republic and his desire to make it a part of his life beyond the silver screen. This move not only reflects his appreciation for the country's culture and people but also serves as an inspiration for others to explore and embrace the wonders that the Dominican Republic has to offer. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. Discover how the Hollywood star embraced the vibrant culture, language, and cuisine of the Dominican Republic while filming Arthur the King. Offer, from its vibrant cities to its stunning natural landscapes. In the realm of cultural immersion, few experiences rival the transformative journey of diving headfirst into the rich tapestry of the Dominican Republic. Mark Wahlberg, the celebrated Hollywood actor and avid cultural explorer, recently embarked on a cinematic adventure that led him to the heart of the Caribbean nation. While filming scenes for his upcoming movie, Arthur the King, under the direction of Simon Celan Jones, Wahlberg found himself captivated by the Dominican Republic's enchanting expressions, mouthwatering cuisine, and warm hospitality. From movie sets to making a home, local newspapers buzzed with excitement as Mark Wahlberg spent several days exploring the vibrant cities of the Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo, Las Terrenas, Samana. Little did anyone know that his connection to the island would extend far beyond the silver screen. In a surprising turn of events, Wahlberg announced that he had fallen in love with the Dominican Republic and had acquired a home in the charming town of Cabrera. This heartfelt gesture solidified his newfound ties to the country and its people. Mastering the language of laughter. During a lively appearance on the popular television show Despierta America, Mark Wahlberg showcased his impressive grasp of Dominican expressions. Expression meaning wah-wah with someone from the hood KLK. Kelike, what's up? Wahlberg's linguistic prowess not only elicited laughter but also demonstrated his deep respect for the Dominican culture. A culinary journey of flavor. No cultural immersion is complete without indulging in the local culinary delights, and Mark Wahlberg was no exception. Despite adhering to a special diet and nursing a sprained ankle, the actor fearlessly embraced traditional Dominican dishes. Mangu. A beloved breakfast staple made from mashed plantain sancocho. A flavorful meat and vegetable stew mamawana. A spiced alcoholic beverage crafted by infusing rum, red wine, and honey with tree bark and herbs. Wahlberg savored every bite, showcasing his adventurous spirit. Engaging with the community. Wahlberg's immersion in Dominican society extended beyond the culinary realm. He had the privilege of meeting with Carolina Mejia, the esteemed National District Mayor and daughter of former President Hipólito Mejia. This encounter exemplified Wahlberg's genuine interest in connecting with the country's leaders and understanding the social fabric of the Dominican Republic. A snapshot of freedom. The streets of the colonial city bore witness to Mark Wahlberg's carefree exploration, as captured in snapshots and videos of the actor strolling around with a beer in hand. Unlike in the United States, the Dominican Republic embraces a more relaxed approach to enjoying alcoholic beverages in public spaces. This small but significant cultural difference added to Wahlberg's appreciation of the country's laid-back atmosphere and zest for life. Cabrera. Wahlberg's new Dominican sanctuary. While Mark Wahlberg's cultural journey in the Dominican Republic was initially tied to the filming of Arthur the King, his love for the country took a more permanent turn when he announced the purchase of a home in Cabrera. This charming coastal town, located on the north coast of the Dominican Republic, has become Wahlberg's new sanctuary. Cabrera is known for stunning beaches, lush landscapes, laid-back lifestyle. It's a place where locals and expats alike come to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse themselves in the natural beauty of the Dominican Republic. With its crystal-clear waters, pristine beaches, and vibrant community, it's no wonder that Wahlberg fell in love with this slice of paradise. By establishing roots in Cabrera, Mark Wahlberg has demonstrated his deep connection to the Dominican Republic and his desire to make it a part of his life beyond the silver screen. This move not only reflects his appreciation for the country's culture and people but also serves as an inspiration for others to explore and embrace the wonders that the Dominican Republic has to offer. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. Discover how the Hollywood star embraced the vibrant culture, language, and cuisine of the Dominican Republic while filming Arthur the King. Offer, from its vibrant cities to its stunning natural landscapes. In the realm of cultural immersion, few experiences rival the transformative journey of diving headfirst into the rich tapestry of the Dominican Republic. Mark Wahlberg, the celebrated Hollywood actor and avid cultural explorer, recently embarked on a cinematic adventure that led him to the heart of the Caribbean nation. While filming scenes for his upcoming movie, Arthur the King, under the direction of Simon Cellan Jones, Wahlberg found himself captivated by the Dominican Republic's enchanting expressions, mouthwatering cuisine, and warm hospitality. From movie sets to making a home, local newspapers buzzed with excitement as Mark Wahlberg spent several days exploring the vibrant cities of the Dominican Republic. Santo Domingo, Las Terrenas, Samana. Little did anyone know that his connection to the island would extend far beyond the silver screen. In a surprising turn of events, Wahlberg announced that he had fallen in love with the Dominican Republic and had acquired a home in the charming town of Cabrera. This heartfelt gesture solidified his newfound ties to the country and its people. Mastering the language of laughter. During a lively appearance on the popular television show Despierta America, Mark Wahlberg showcased his impressive grasp of Dominican expressions. Expression meaning wawawa, someone from the hood, KLK, Kelike, what's up? Wahlberg's linguistic prowess not only elicited laughter but also demonstrated his deep respect for the Dominican culture. A culinary journey of flavor. No cultural immersion is complete without indulging in the local culinary delights, and Mark Wahlberg was no exception. Despite adhering to a special diet and nursing a sprained ankle, the actor fearlessly embraced traditional Dominican dishes. Mangu. A beloved breakfast staple made from mashed plantain sancocho. A flavorful meat and vegetable stew mamawana. A spiced alcoholic beverage crafted by infusing rum, red wine, and honey with tree bark and herbs. Wahlberg savored every bite, showcasing his adventurous spirit. Engaging with the community. Wahlberg's immersion in Dominican society extended beyond the culinary realm. He had the privilege of meeting with Carolina Mejia, the esteemed National District Mayor and daughter of former President Hipólito Mejia. This encounter exemplified Wahlberg's genuine interest in connecting with the country's leaders and understanding the social fabric of the Dominican Republic. A snapshot of freedom. The streets of the colonial city bore witness to Mark Wahlberg's carefree exploration, as captured in snapshots and videos of the actor strolling around with a beer in hand. Unlike in the United States, the Dominican Republic embraces a more relaxed approach to enjoying alcoholic beverages in public spaces. This small but significant cultural difference added to Wahlberg's appreciation of the country's laid-back atmosphere and zest for life. Cabrera. Wahlberg's New Dominican Sanctuary. While Mark Wahlberg's cultural journey in the Dominican Republic was initially tied to the filming of Arthur the King, his love for the country took a more permanent turn when he announced the purchase of a home in Cabrera. This charming coastal town, located on the north coast of the Dominican Republic, has become Wahlberg's new sanctuary. Cabrera is known for stunning beaches, lush landscapes, laid-back lifestyle. It's a place where locals and expats alike come to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse themselves in the natural beauty of the Dominican Republic. With its crystal-clear waters, pristine beaches, and vibrant community, it's no wonder that Wahlberg fell in love with this slice of paradise. By establishing roots in Cabrera, Mark Wahlberg has demonstrated his deep connection to the Dominican Republic and his desire to make it a part of his life beyond the silver screen. This move not only reflects his appreciation for the country's culture and people, but also serves as an inspiration for others to explore and embrace the wonders that the Dominican Republic has to offer.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Simply Dominican podcast. We hope you're inspired to explore the world of luxury escapes, exclusive destinations, and unparalleled experiences. If you're ready to step into a realm of elegance and charm, don't forget to visit our website, simplydominican.com, where you'll find a curated selection of the finest villa rentals in the Dominican Republic. Remember, your journey starts here, and we're here to make your travel dreams come true. Until next time, happy travels!